The settlement with the Wisconsin ACLU makes significant changes in the permitting process at the Capitol. That process was used to justify the arrests of hundreds of protesters over the past several months during a daily solidarity sing-along. ACLU attorney Larry Dupuis says the settlement allows the singers to simply notify the Department of Administration that they plan to gather there and estimate how many people will attend. A formal permit is no longer required.
So the idea is for the sing-along, they could just, you know, send in an email every Thursday saying we're going to be there Monday through Friday singing. That's all that needs to be done. A lot more informal. There's no basis for the DOA to deny them, except somebody already has a permit, basically.
The Department of Administration released a statement saying the settlement doesn't eliminate the permit system. It simply adds another legal option for protesters to use when gathering at the Capitol. The settlement does not address what will happen with the protesters still facing citations from past arrests, but Dupuis says he hopes the Department of Justice will address that.
You know, the Department of Justice certainly understands that this is something that if they want there to be some trust between the sing-along and their people, it would be a good idea to dismiss those.
The new policy means Wisconsin joins six other states in the country that don't require permits for people to hold protests in their state capitol buildings. 19 states require such permits. 24 states don't allow protests in their capitol buildings at all. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.